And now this is a dictation for Dolores, D-E-L-O-R-E-S, Porter, P-O-R-T-S in today, E-R, June 1859, addresses a letter to Terry, T-E-R-R-Y, Ball, B-A-L-L, 775-6472. Dear Terry, follow up for Mrs. Porter. Chronic kidney disease, progressive, last visit a month ago. No hospital emergency room, no anti-inflammatory agent exposure. Extensive review system is negative at this point in time. Blood pressure at home, 110 over 70s. Medications include Norvasc, beta blockers, lisinopril, diabetes, cholesterol management. Next paragraph, weight 131, blood pressure 160, 71 by nurse. No respiratory distress, cardiovascular, respiratory normal, no ascites tenderness, no major edema, non-focal. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. December creatinine 1.3 is stable. No monoclonal protein. Mild metabolic acidosis, normal sodium potassium, GFR 45 stage 3 to 3B, normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus, ferritin, low site, 80, saturation 13, anemia 10.1, normal white blood cell platelet, low protein in the urine 100, ratio 1.08, non-nephrotic range, that's for protein creatinine. Prior imaging, CT scan in November, kidneys reported as normal without obstruction, no masses, no stones, a normal variant dromedary, D-R-O-M-E-D-A-R-Y, hump. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, chronic kidney disease, no obstruction, urinary retention, proteinuria but no nephrotic range, no gross blood, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, blood pressure appears to be well controlled, tolerating ACE inhibitors, there has been no need for EPO treatment, no need to change diet for potassium. Other chemistry is stable. For completeness, we will do some serology for the proteinuria. But this likely represents diabetes and hypertensive changes. Continue to follow.